tasty.
Black, the dotted line, the house is glass.
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 It's an illusion, this admiration, a mutilation, my isolation. It's an illusion, this admiration, a mutilation, my isolation, my isolation, my isolation. It's an illusion.
Slide on down the staircase, the picture perfect moment. Receiver, project it, act like if you own it. Smile for the camera, repeat and do it over. Smile for the camera, repeat and do it over. Jokes on you, the needle prick. Cut me down, I need a brick. Walk it off, the kettle's black, the dotted line. This house is glass.
The house is glass.
The house is glass.
The house is glass.
The house is glass.
It's an illusion, this admiration, a mutilation, my isolation. It's an illusion, this admiration, a mutilation, my isolation, my isolation, my isolation. It's an illusion.
Brick by brick, make it last. Hit that line. The house is glass.
Good afternoon. No, good evening. No, it's 6 o'clock. This is the Bork Masters. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, and that was Cage the Elephant, one of their new songs, House of Glass. And they're going to have a new album in the next couple weeks called Social Cues. And yeah, we got a couple more songs coming up, some new music. Billie Eilish released a new album. We're going to play her, and we're going to play some songs in honor of the band Hers and Nipsey Hussle, who unfortunately passed away these past couple days. A great band and a great artist. And right now I'm going to do a little PSA until Avery, fellow Bork Master, shows up with Jason, a Bork apprentice. And yeah, then we're going to get to the tunes. Pedestrian safety PSA. On February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, two blocks away from Tufts University. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner and Home Depot to buy materials to hide the damage of his truck's body. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when crossing streets, even if you have the walk light on or other clear right-of-way. Bad drivers are everywhere. Don't expect them to stop what they do or to stop for you. It's critical to comprehend some people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you. A potentially life-saving message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. That was very sad. Okay, we're going to lighten up. Play a little Billie Eilish. New album just came out. The 17-year-old pop star made a very weird, moody album. And it's kind of... this is maybe the more energetic song off the album. It's called You Should See Me in a Crown. It reminds me of a little bit of Lorde and some cool, distorted instrumentals going on in the song. So hope you enjoy.
You should see me in a crowd.
there's nothing to tell. Watch me make them bow. One by one by one, one by one by. You should see me in a crowd. Your silence is my favorite sound. Watch me make them bow. One by one by one, one by one by one. Count my cards, watch them fall. Blood on a marble wall. Dying first, sleeping inside a hearse. I don't dream. You say, come over, baby. I think you're pretty. I'm okay, I'm not your baby. You should see me in the crowd. I'm gonna run, there's nothing to hold. Watch me make them bow. One by, one by, one. One by, one by. You should see me in the crowd. Your silence is my favorite sound. Watch me make them bow. One by, one by, one. One by, one by.
You Should See Me in a Crown by Billie Eilish. Not Eilish. One second. Let me get your mic on. There you go. There you are.
Here we are.
Oh, sorry, Jason. Wait. Your mic isn't on the settings. Next song, I'll turn you on.
Get owned,
dude. It's just going to take me a minute or two. I'm sorry about that.
All right. And just before we go, hello. I'm going to do a quick PSA right now.
This is not from the books.
You freaking moron. You just got corduroyed. Tag your friends to totally corduroy them. Thank you.
Moving on. We have a couple other songs chosen by me, and I'm heading out early, and then I'm going to pass it over to Avery and Jason, who's in the building, but his mic is not on. I'm sorry. I should have just looked down and seen that, there was no option to turn your mic on.
Yeah.
Sometimes the settings change.
Seeing can be tough for some people.
Yeah, and looking around and using my eyeballs is difficult. I'm going to play another song by this band called Drenge. It's a British band. They're two brothers, and they had an album, I think, like 4 years ago, and it's like very hard rock and grunge, and then
scary.
Kind of forgot about them, but I liked the record. And then they released a new album this year, and it sounds much more mature. A lot of blending of genres. I still got that hard rock vibe, this is the closer off the album, and it's kind of nice. It's kind of cool rock song. It's called When I Look Into Your Eyes. I don't know if they're ever going to make it big, but very good album. One of my favorite albums of the year so far.
Wowee.
Yeah.
was When I Look Into Your Eyes by the band Drenge. Oh no, a phone call. Oh, I don't even remember how to answer the phone.
That's terrifying.
There used to be a thing that would tell me how. Dad, is this you? Is it you, Dad?
Yes.
Dad, give me a second, okay? I know how, I swear. No, I don't. Oh. Oh, God. I can't remember. I can't do this on the spot right now. You guys have any idea?
I don't know, dog.
How would I know?
Jason, if you want to become an apprentice.
Hello, like I'm Jason.
You just like press two buttons.
My mic is on now. What's up, everybody?
Yeah, Jason's back.
Can we just like hold two buttons?
Yeah, I thought that's... But this is telling me to do something different than normal. Press the preview button. Okay. If you call back, I think I can figure it out. Sorry. All right, let's move on.
Moving on.
What's up? That's good.
It's a beautiful day, gentlemen.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. It was sunny.
Mm-hmm. Jason, why is it a beautiful day?
Because Ernie Grunfeld, the GM of the Washington Wizards, who has been the president and GM of the team for the last 15 years, has finally been fired. It's a very exciting day for me.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
He was a fixture in the NBA scene as an embarrassment, so...
What place are the Wizards in right now?
First. We are like eighth from last, I think.
Does that mean you're eighth from first too?
No.
Are you talking about the just overall?
We are.
Are they even close to playoff contention?
Zion Williamson. We are officially eliminated from playoff contention.
That's fun.
Yeah,
that's a lot of fun.
But for some reason, we keep winning games to avoid getting higher draft position. So we're making do with what we can.
Very nice, very nice. Pierce is still studying how to use phones.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
They were giving me two or three options of what you can do.
I know, it's scary.
And now I'm realizing which option I wanted.
Yeah.
And it's easy. All right. If you want to call back, whoever you are. I can answer it, I think. I mean, it's my civic duty to answer the phone.
Mm-hmm. The most important actually, it's thing a requirement.
Yeah,
that's true.
I apologize. It's not a goodbye. It's a see you later.
Yep.
I'm gonna play an old Tame Impala
please
song.
Don't report us.
Yeah, please don't report me. Okay. I'm gonna play a good Tame Impala song. This was the opening song off of Lonerism. It's such a weird song. But it's really good.
Is this Rack City?
Yeah. Tyga has credentials on this
song.
That's crazy. Tyga sang and played every instrument.
Yeah.
We just had a nice phone call. Found out there might be a speaker malfunction.
Excellent.
We always love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Be Above It by Tame Impala. Good opening song. I think it's many years old now. Maybe like 2010 or 2011.
And then Tame Impala has been around since 2010?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Tame Impala has been around since 2010. The first album was 2010. Okay, Lonerism is 2012, so I'm wrong. That song is from 2012, but yeah, they've been around for almost a decade.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. And, yeah, and they're going to release a new album this year. They released two songs. They played them live on SNL. Both pretty good.
Okay.
I'll have to check that out.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay!
Once you turn the headphone volume up, you realize how loud we're actually being. we definitely all need to like back away from the mics, or I'll just turn the volume down.
I will
down.
Never back away.
I will never be able to silence you. Mm. All right. We've got a few more songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play a song by the band Hers. It's a good song that I was listening to a lot last week, and then I found out that they tragically died in a car accident. It was a good band from England. Made some good feel-good indie tunes. And yeah, this song is it was a very happy song for me. Now it's very weird.
Maybe a little bittersweet.
It's very melancholic, but happy at the same time now for me, mm-hmm. which is weird, but it's a good song anyway. I want to play it. Rest in peace to those guys. I've been watching clips of them playing live, and they're just a great time. So I hope you guys enjoy the song. It's called Marcel. Thank you.
I'm at the helm now.
You're just keeping the
volume
of the headphones off on your on this thing, or is it not working?
Wait, did you turn?
Can you hear us?
My headphones were working.
Hello, hello. I don't think we can hear ourselves. Can you hear me?
I can't hear me.
Can you hear me?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Say something else.
Saying something. Turn that up.
This?
No, the headphone one, yeah. Can you hear me?
Now talk again.
I'm talking.
I don't think it's really that different. I think I could hear you.
What happened?
Anyway.
I don't know if we're on, but yeah.
Anyway, it was aliens.
We switch seats and suddenly everything changes.
Yep. All about perspective. Am I right, Pierce? But yeah, so I'm here now. At the controls. I'm kind of a wild card, so you never know what I'm gonna do.
Sure, so loud.
Do you guys hear a buzzing?
We can't hear anything, man.
I hear a beeping.
That's pretty weird.
Who knows what's going on? Fun.
Wait, which mic are you?
Four.
Well, it was your mic that was buzzing, so.
Am I back?
Yep.
Wow. Fun.
Wait, can you just, like, mess around with your mic? Okay, that stopped the buzzing.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. We're on air. This is, like, really boring.
I think it's fun.
Someone
okay.
Driving, like, yes, this is what I need to hear.
Look, we're keeping them engaged during rush hour. We're keeping them on the edge of their seats. They don't know what's going to happen next.
They're fully immersed in the process of what it's like to be a DJ.
Yeah, that is so
Except,
true.
Except, like, we're doing everything on air. Minus our actual job, yeah. Just to play the music.
You got to respect it. All right, next song is inspired by, and by inspired, I mean it was just literally in a movie that we saw this weekend. Pretty good stuff. It's a classic. It was in Us, featured pretty strongly, also in the trailer. It's not really a spooky beat, but when they kind of deconstruct it, it's pretty terrifying. But anyway, this is I Got Five on It, a classic. Here we go.
Just chill, but I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do these spin loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the STIDES. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So pass it across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. And some wrap my lips around the phony. And when it comes to getting another stogie, fools all kick in like Shinobi. And if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb, da-dum-dum. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe, avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homie snagged me to take the dank out of the bag. I'm so keyed up till the joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoogies get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bend. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension. Cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip G.
cheap. What's up, don't babysit that. Better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it. Cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test to my PO. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tangeray straight had me. Stop at the light, man. My yesterday thing got me hung off the night train. You fade, I fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hashish. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2, though, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land, getting smoke with my kid. Up in smoke, yuck, I spray your layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, speed up through the ESO. Drink the VSO, pee up with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's scroller, I'm the roller. That's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you need, kicking. Cause we're IBs, we need to have like a foo-foo.
All right.
Hello, hello. All
right, I hear you. Loud and clear. Very good.
That's swag.
That was, I got 5 on it. A classic from 95. Yeah, I was in Us. Man, that was it's a good movie.
Pretty good movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fun one. I highly encourage it. Wasn't that scary? It was like a little, like, it was a little spooky.
Definitely very spooky.
Yeah, like definitely the day of, like, even though we saw it in the afternoon, so we came out and it was like broad daylight. When I was home alone, even when I was like listening to music and I could just hear like some like creaks around the house, and I would just have to like stop my music and just look around to get a weapon.
Excellent score.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely some orchestral bops on there.
Yeah, the acting is really good. Jordan Peele is a very good actor. Well, he's probably a good actor, but a really good director and writer and all that good stuff.
Lupita Nyong'o deserves 2 Oscar nominations for it.
That's true. She plays 2 roles. One's the main character. The other's
a supporting character.
Yeah. Like a main supporting character.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was really good. That was probably the highlight of my weekend.
True, true.
I don't think I did that much anyway. But but it was definitely real good. Now I gotta see Twilight Zone, because the first episode of that came out. And it has Kumail Nanjiani and Tracy Morgan. Which is a pretty random combination, but I'm with it. Anyway, let's see. Next up, next we're gonna listen to a song off of Drake's album from last year, Scorpion. A little bloated of an album, but if you can actually like get to the songs and listen to them, and not like have the kind of monotony overtake you, if you can like split it up somehow, there are a lot of good songs on there. So anyway, this is Summer Games by Drake.
Mm-hmm. starting to see it in your eyes. I used to love a good surprise, and now I'd rather know ahead of time. You said I love you too fast. So much for that, 'cause summer just started and we're already done. Yeah. You say I led you on, but you follow me. I follow one of your friends, you unfollow me. Then you block them so they can't see you liking someone just like me. I expected more from you, honestly. Said you want a simple life and that's not me. How you go from that to ending up with someone just like? How can you be angry on a night in July and be warm with me when it's freezing outside? You're confusing me. Don't have me wasting my time. Yeah. You said I love you too fast. So much for that, 'cause summer just started and we're already done. I kept it decent, I kept you sane. I kept it peaceful, don't lie. I kept it decent, kept it between you and I. Breaking my heart, tearing me apart. Breaking me down when I'm already down. Breaking my heart, 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 break, 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 breaking my heart, tearing me apart. Breaking me down when I'm already down. Breaking my heart, breaking my heart, breaking my heart, breaking my heart, breaking my heart. You said I love you too fast. So much for that, 'cause summer just started and we're already done. How can you be angry on a night in July and be warm with me when it's freezing outside? You're confusing me. Don't have me wasting my time. Yeah. I love you too fast. So much for that, 'cause summer just started and we're already done.
Roll, you flip-flop the day of the championship. Try to go it alone or you're wrong. But here we are. That was Diane Young by Vampire Weekend. After Drake Summer Games. Not the smoothest transition, but I think we pulled it. I think we pulled it off. Yeah, I think Vampire Weekend is dropping a new album soon. At some point, eventually. It's been like 6 years.
Some Vampire Weekend. Where have they been?
I have no idea.
Has it been that long since they've dropped an album?
Yeah, Modern Vampires of the City was 2013.
Whoa, that's crazy.
And then they just released like two songs, kind of. Like one long one and one like half song. And that was interesting. So hopefully they'll follow it up and not just like drop off the face of the earth again.
True.
But yeah. Next, we're gonna go with a very old classic, and that is the song known as "Stand By Me." Here we go.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. Thank you.
stand by me, stand by me. Whenever you're in trouble, won't you stand by me? Oh, stand by me. Whoa.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smutter.
That was New Slang by the Shins, which is a very good song. And before that was Stand By Me by Ben E. King, which is obviously a classic. And next, so I'm actually gonna play a few different things, because. So a few days ago, a rapper named Nipsey Hussle was murdered out front of his own store that he'd set up, and he wasn't super popular, And like in the rap world, in the LA scene, he was really well known. He had a few hits, but he had just been nominated for Best Rap Album, for a Grammy, and but he was also really known in his community he was from a really rough part of LA. He was from Crenshaw. He was in the Rolling 60s Crips, which was a pretty cutthroat gang when he was younger, and now he had just been trying to just kind of build his community up and a lot of different stuff, and he was really cool. So actually, the first, I want to play two different snippets from interviews that he gave over the course of his career. One, because I think it's just really interesting to hear the things that he has to say, and also because he had a cool voice and I like to hear him talk. And then after that, I'll play a song off his album, Victory Lap, which was the album that was nominated for a Grammy. That'll be Last Time I Checked, featuring YG. So here we go. I'm not entirely sure when in his career these interviews are from, but one of them is from when he was fairly young, and like pretty new on the scene. The next one is from when he was a little older. So here we go.
No one answer to how you change the hood or change the reality of what goes on. But what you gotta think about is when you don't have resources, you in survival mode. You know, so being in survival mode automatically rules out a lot of things because you don't care about morality because you don't experience morality. You experience, you know, the need to survive. You don't experience, you know, fairness. You don't experience planning for the future. So I think once you get out of the survival mode, your morals come back closer to your daily decision making. You start thinking about what's right and what do I believe in. But until you get out of survival mode, you ain't got time to be worrying about right and wrong. You worrying about bottom line. There's no one.
You know, how come you're not blinging and having all kind of crazy diamonds and all that? I guess you here to get your money right, huh?
All the time. I mean, you know, all that is cool for the image and all that, but all them is liabilities, you feel me? I'd rather invest in some real estate, you know what I'm saying?
Something can you repeat that again, man? You're up-and-coming artist. What did you say you want
to
do?
I said invest in some assets as opposed to trick off my money on some liabilities like diamonds. You know what I'm saying? Cars that lose value, so you drop them off the lot.
So you're trying to get land.
Exactly, homie. A real asset. Take care of my peoples, cause you know it look good, but at the end of the day, you losing value, homie. It ain't appreciating, it's depreciating. It's losing value.
What do you think? Why do you think it's so hard for people to get that message? You know, I mean, one half you get guys that say they got to impress the females. Female ain't trying to talk to you unless you blinged out. On the other hand, you got other people feel like they got to show off to the homies and impress them with their riches. I mean, what do you think is the? How do we get that out of that mindset?
Man, I feel like that's insecurity. Material things ain't nothing. You feel me? At the end of the day, it's who you
are. You know, how come you...
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the... Come next, last time that I checked. I've been self-made from the dribble. I was being said I'm a killer. Playing no games with you. Pop clutch, switch lanes on you. I laid down the game for you. Taught you how to charge more than what they paid for you. Own the whole thing for you. Reinvest, double up, then explain for you. Gotta be love. Run the city, it gotta be cuz. Just for the pieces I took off the Monopoly board. Hey, y'all boss claims it gotta be fraud. Just keep the hood about your mouth and you gotta be charged. I doubled up, tripled up, what? Banged on the whole game, I ain't give a f. Nobody tripping, had no business, got my digits up. And when I drop, you know I'm about to flash. Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck.
It was no smut on my rap last time that I checked. I was selling in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat last time that I checked. I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress last time that I checked. First you get the money, then respect, then the power and the... Come next, last time that I ain't checked. Come through fly, check. No cosign, I ain't need radio to do mine. I done fine, and I take my time, check. And take my tribe, every level that I crossed in this game. Like state lines, it was visionary. Either I'm genius or it's scary. Maybe it's both in this balance I deliver daily. For every in these streets, trying to feed the babies. Single mamas working hard not to miss a payment. And dirty money get washed on royalty statements. Black owners in this game are powerful races. Young in the set, just doing it makeshift out the garage. It's how you end up in charge, it's how you end up in penthouses, end up in cars. It's how you start off a curb server, end up a boss. It's how you win the whole thing and lift up a cigar with sweat dripping down your face, cause the mission was last fun. Time that I checked, it was five chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep last time that I checked. I was selling in the set, make a quarter mil, no sweat last time that I checked. I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked. First you get the money, then respect, then the power and the come next. Last time that I checked.
I got the front and in the back. We on the way and that's a fact. This real, this ain't rap. Where everybody wanna act pro-black. The last lie you heard, this ain't that. This, that, I did. Made it out the gutter. Nip told you f*** the middle man. I told you f*** a f***. For wearing they clothes, I wear my own. Y'all get on y'all label, I own my own. Hey, man, I remember all that game you throw me. Don't f*** around and get played by the label owners. Talk that sh** to these Adrian Broner. But secure the window, don't let the game fool you. Cause when this game over, it's really game over. And all they do is play the game till this game over. And you be giving game like a big brother mission. Never let them take it from us.
Last time that I checked, it was five chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep last time that I checked. I was selling in the set, make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power, and come next. Last time that I checked.
That's our show for today. Thank you all for listening. Check out hers. Check out Nipsey Hussle. Yeah. Rest in peace to both of them. See you next week.